Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Talking about your relationship with sports gambling and, of course, your reaction to that bombshell story that Chauncey Billups arrested in connection with alleged sports gambling.
Is this the first coach that's gotten into something since this has all been going on?
Yes.
It's the only one I can think of.
And it's all problematic. Look, whether it's Porter or Rozier, individual players, their props, the manipulation. But the coach is so much worse. The coach has access to the starting lineup, who's in, who's out, how many minutes they play, set plays you want to run for guys, looks you want to generate, all of it. They are a puppeteer. And if they're slanting and shifting the results of the game, you call the integrity of the game into question. And that is the biggest issue. More than any sponsorship arrangement or dollar you're getting, the games people watch, they have to have faith that what they're watching is true competition. Stuff like this damages the league, and I don't know how they handle it. Like, John, I think it's been floated out there, you just eliminate player props.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it could curb this. I think the other thing you got to do is zero tolerance, man. There's not a, well, I was trying to make a quick buck. You are never allowed to be part of this ever again.
No, I agree. Yeah, it needs to be, you're done now. And there's no chance of recovery. The issue is, first of all, like, we've seen it with Malik Beasley.
Yep.
And I mean, here's the other thing, too, is these are all handled differently. I don't know all of the details of Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and Shohei Ohtani, but did that one not feel like within about the span of 48, 72 hours, like, all right, hey, you're done. We know everything that's going on, and here's the results. And within a couple of months, the interpreter was sentenced, and the Major League Baseball season goes on. That's a superstar. And then you think about how long Malik Beasley has been going through this, and you think about all the other ones. They seem to drag out, and we never really hear what the final verdict is or what happened.
248-539-9797. We'll get the phones in the mix on this. But again, Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling, sources tell ESPN. Let's get to Greg in Royal Oak.
Hey, guys. Zero tolerance is the absolute only way this is ever going to go away. I think if you're a college player signing an NIL deal or any kind of professional athlete, they have to be, once they sign on the dotted line, they have to know one and done. They almost need to drop a blanket on them and their immediate family, any bets placed on the team, on any kind of prop involving your team is a violation of that. Anybody doing this, they're either in the hole financially or they have a gambling addiction. And the real thing, though, guys, the real problem is I don't think you can ever curtail it because you can't eliminate greed from the human psyche. I don't know how you do it.
The truth is all you could do is curb it. Like, this stuff was happening before it was legal.
Right. Yeah, and you know, obviously, everybody knows about Tim Donaghy. Yeah. That was back in 2007. And that was an official.
What about Pete Rose back in the day? I mean, he started doing that when he was, you know, managing the Reds, supposedly. Yep. So right. I don't know if you can ever do anything about it.
You can go even further
money
back.
Wasn't the more money?
Yeah,
the 1919 Chicago Black Sox. I mean, we're going over 100 years. I mean, it's you've had it in college hoops in the past. They did a 30 for 30 on it, and that's before you had brought to you by insert sports book here.
Yeah,
it's clearly more prevalent and more in your face, and maybe more tempting.
How is this affecting? I'm curious to our listeners. How is this affecting how you view games or how you view sports, especially professional sports? And I'll even throw collegiate sports in there as well, because
they've been involved.
Yeah. I mean, you know, college football games, college basketball games are maybe not watched as much as the NFL or the NBA, but they're a big business. Are you now viewing this as can't trust the outcome of games? Is it, how much is it affecting you as a fan and your fandom?
Well, I believe this was going on before sports gambling was legal. I don't know if it could have really been done in the prop bet market. I don't know if bookies took that kind of stuff or not.
Yeah.
There's probably some that did, but it's way more out there now. But
yeah, but now it's all on your your phone.
Right.
So it's easier to access, and you can actually make that next basket score prop bet. Whereas before, I mean, you had to be sitting next to your bookie watching the game together.
But my opinion on this is we only know about the ones that get caught.
Right.
This is happening, guys. And I would equate it to somebody that drinks and drives. You know about the time they got caught. You think that's the only time they did it?
Right. Some ticket texts coming in. The integrity of the NBA was lost years ago. I haven't watched in over 10 years. Guys, Alabama's baseball coach was fired for gambling involvement. It's happened with coaches. Billups was related to illegal poker ties to the mafia, has not been connected to basketball. Another one says, did you not read or hear anything? It's poker tied to the mafia, not sports gambling.
Okay, well, what we did say was this was breaking as, and we're trying to figure it out because they've been, at least in a bunch of news articles, tied together.
Yeah, they link, like a lot of the headlines include Chauncey with Rozier.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you know, people put the connection that this is, look, I guess, to be
so
very
clear, okay?
we don't know. Well, first of all, it's not okay, but it's a separate conversation then. Is he manipulating NBA games or not? I suppose that's a fair distinction to make. But I think one of the first things we speculated, and that's all this has been is speculation, is, okay, well, if he owed money to the mafia, how's he going to get him the money? How's he going to make it good to him? How's he going to do right by him? Is he in a position where he could influence the results of NBA games?
Yeah.
Yes, and it's an investigation. We clearly don't have the final findings, but it's disturbing. And it's where everybody's mind goes right to when you hear NBA coach and illicit activity involving gambling.
And we will get more information because at 10 o'clock they've scheduled a press conference. So they obviously have, you know, enough to come forward and say, here is what we know. Here are the charges. And they'll formalize a lot of things in that press conference at 10 a.m.
Yeah, usually when they do it this way, like I said earlier, they have the goods.
Yeah.
Nobody heard about this until they pretty much put it out there right before so that people could actually be at the press conference.
How about this text? You have a whole show planned and then a Hall of Famer gets arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the phones. Dante, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
First thing I wanted to say is when you guys dropped that news, I'm running around in my work truck. My mouth literally dropped when I heard Chauncey's name. After hearing you guys read those texts, my first hope is that this doesn't have anything to do with prop bets or anything like that, because my biggest concern was that this sounds like a separate situation from the Rozier situation, which was a separate situation from the Jontay Porter thing, and it just makes you think, how deep does this run? How many guys are in on this? And you guys made a good point earlier from a coach's standpoint. Just how many things are able to be manipulated in a game from the viewpoint of a coach? And considering the types of props that are out there, you got live bets. You can literally bet on the next basket scored. It's just, it makes you really nervous about what this could mean for the league in terms of manipulating the gambling markets. And last thing I wanted to say is if this does have something to do with prop bets and manipulations of the market, it really pains me to say it, but they have to kind of drop the hammer on Chauncey. They have to,
yeah,
you know, make sure that this is a zero tolerance thing. So, yeah, I'm really disappointed. Really crazy to hear his name drop like that. I wasn't expecting that this morning. So
no. Enjoy
the show. You guys take care.
Hey, thanks for calling in and giving us your 2 cents on it. We weren't expecting anything like this either.
No. And again, we have next to no details.
Right.
All we know is that they've released the fact that Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billup have been arrested, and we will get more information at the press conference at 10 a.m.
Yeah, we have a couple tweets, a couple stories that have just come up, and a couple tickers updating on TVs around us. It's a very much breaking news story. Ticket Text wants to know, is his new nickname Mr. Big Bet? Andrew and Pinckney. Steve in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have an 8-year-old daughter who loves the Red Wings. We sit down to watch every game and tune into the FanDuel Network and have to just listen to 2 hours of place your bet now. Get your bet in. You're going to bet on the game? And she's asking me now, hey, Dad, can we bet on the game? My friend's dads are betting. When are we going to bet, Dad? What you have now is an entire generation that is being raised on the idea that you cannot watch sports without betting. And I think it's disgusting that our teams are submitting to this and that we have to be exposed to it when we just want to watch a game. I think it's ridiculous, and I'm totally disgusted by it.
Yeah, Steve, I remember, I don't even know how many times you're watching a game, and in the first quarter, they'll put parlays together, and they'll tell you where to go place that parlay.
And then they'll update that parlay throughout the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The pregame, all betting. The halftime show, all betting. Everything. And these young kids that are being raised to think that this is normal, that this is how, and then they turn 18 and they open their FanDuel account and here, get a $100 bet. And I'll tell you what, I listen to this network, 97.1, and I hear the ads all the time too. So I feel like we're speaking out of both sides of our mouth here.
Yeah, look, I'll just speak for myself as a guy who hosts a gambling podcast and likes and does gamble on sports. There is an oversaturation point.
Sure.
Right? Like, I don't have an issue with them sponsoring a desk or a segment, but you should have to choose to participate in the process. And if it's being shoved down your throat, I totally understand being turned off by that.
Yes. But I also think that there is, you also have to be an adult.
Yeah.
Like, you get a chance to make your own choices, and you don't have to bet.
No, you don't. And in fact, it's one of the things that we've stressed on our podcast is we are not a get-rich-quick scheme. You're not going to get your retirement fund from betting single games or some mega parlay that you're never going to hit. We approach it from an entertainment standpoint. To me, it's entertaining. Adds a little juice. I have a little more fun watching games that don't involve my team when I bet on them. But we're very transparent about do not bet more money than you can afford. Do not put yourself in a bad spot. Bet only enough. But again, that gets into personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of this.
You wonder, you look at guys like Henry Ruggs and why they do what they did. And Len Bias back in the day, you're throwing it all away. But it's the same thing, those addictions. It is the same thing. Why would those people make those choices?
No, I agree. I just can't understand them. And I know addiction is real. Like, okay, not breaking news there. I just can't understand making that decision as a professional athlete, being in that position and risking everything that I've worked for.
Yeah.
And the opportunity that I had to make a lot of money playing a game, and then somebody comes to you and says, hey, you can make, I don't know. Like, we just talked about the contract that he said he's going to make, what, $96 million in 4 years? But you're going to possibly throw it all away because...
Why would Pete Rose do what he did?
Well, addiction is the answer.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how much money you make, you can still get addicted to something harmful to you.
I mean, Chauncey Billups is... like, it's more surprising with him, and even if it's just the poker stuff, because you would view him as a... Well, how old is Chauncey? I mean, more mature than a Rozier who can be manipulated, hasn't lived a lot of life, you know... But that's the power of it.
But this is almost, if you want to really make this a broader issue, should you advertise no vices? Like, alcohol's addicting.
Exactly.
I mean, people have struggled. People have died because of alcohol addiction. Should you not have a major beer sponsor on the NFL? Should we not have major beer ads during the broadcasts? Like, we've kind of accepted those and understood that, like, if you need help, you need to seek help. If there's people in your life struggling, help those people. And it does come down to personal responsibility. Like, I don't think the answer is to not have vices in the world, because... Go to prohibition. Go to sports before sports gambling. People could still find ways to do this.
See a cigarette ad anymore?
Uh,
So is your answer, do you want to ban advertising for all because vices?
Because the addiction was so bad for people smoking. That's why there's been some regulation there. It used to be all over the place when I was a kid.
I think regulation's fine.
My daughter is on going to Washington, D.C. She's there right now on a bus, but we flew on a plane. When I went as a kid, you could smoke on a plane back then.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of layers to this. The phones are lighting up. We're going to take some of your thoughts next. 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I've got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on RootMetrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do a little reset just on what we know, and then we'll get back to the phones on this. We had breaking news this morning. Chauncey Billups, NBA Hall of Famer, Piston legend, current Trailblazers head coach, arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling. Stories everywhere today.
Yeah, it's...
Now, what there was talk of this involving an illegal poker ring of some sorts, involving
the mafia.
That's from ABC, Good Morning America. Look, I think the natural leap is to question... Well, if he owed money to people, did this impact at all his job as the Blazers coach? We don't know, to be clear.
Yeah,
I think it's a natural connection that people are making. And everybody's bummed. Like, this is a dude that's a hero in the city of Detroit.
To a lot of people.
To a lot of people. And he had a lucrative, successful career as a player, as a coach, as an analyst, and he's wrapped up in some messed up stuff here. And again, it's alleged. But for everybody that asked the question, how does this happen? I guess the answer is addiction. You get caught up in something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if it's one bad decision leads to another one, leads to another, and then it snowballs. There's a lot of different ways you could go down that rabbit hole.
Press conference at 10 with the FBI. Mm-hmm. We'll get some more clarity on him. I know Terry Rozier is roped into their probe. Not sure the connection. We know Jonte Porter of the NBA has been punished because of his role with illegal gambling.
Yeah, it's set to be punished. So I think he's sentenced in December.
Okay. And we've seen stuff with college. We saw stuff before the sports gambling was legal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's front and center and people have thoughts. So we'll get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Roy. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Sad day for the Detroit sports world for sure. Even if it's just at its base minimum and he's not, you know, deep into all of this. It's still sad because let's just say from the back-to-back championships till the last OG Piston turned out the lights and the new Piston started, I would say there were all throughout that people that we really, really liked a lot. But Chauncey was the guy we loved. He was just our guy. A little lesser, but similar to like Tayshaun, because, you know, when he can run down and slap a ball off the backboard repeatedly, Tayshaun was that guy as well. But Chauncey was it. I liken it to if you just substitute an athlete from the four major sports. If today it was Miggy, or if today it was Barry Sanders, or if today it was Stevie Y, that's how disappointed I'm guessing we are. And that, there's people that you think, yeah, you know, they grew up this, they grew up, they were in, not Chauncey. Sad for sure.
Yeah, he's a lot of people's favorite player.
Yeah,
when they played a preseason game, I couldn't really afford to go to the games up at the Palace, but they played a preseason game down here in Toledo at the, they changed the name of it so many times now. I went and you could walk off your seat to the floor. There was, you know, just like regular, and seeing those guys, my hair stood up basically the whole game because it's like, those are my guys, you know, and man. I just hope that something happens that it's not as bad or whatever, or something's misconstrued or whatever, and he can come out of this and still have at least himself, because he has family and stuff that's going to have to react to this as well.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying we're hoping that this isn't what it looks like. You know, we've had ticket texters point out innocent until proven guilty. It's not our job to sentence him, but it is our job to get to this story and give you all the info we do have up to the minute, and understand that like more is going to break and more info will come out, and nobody wants this to be true. You really hope that there is something that we're missing here.
Right. And I mean, the bigger concern is, even if you just take the names out of it, is it feels like it's about to hit that point where one guy's connected to the next guy, connected to the next guy. And if, even if they're not in cahoots with each other, it's whatever service or whatever, you know, individual they're using, that it just leads to more of, you know, quote unquote, our sports heroes succumbing to bad decisions.
Like for some people, this will be their watershed moment because of who it is.
Yeah.
And also the position he's in. He's a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He has, if this does connect to the on-court results, like he's controlling the rotation, the minutes, the lineups, the plays they run, the game plan, who's injured, who's playing, who's not. He knows all of this. So anytime it's someone with that level of control or power, and we're talking about something as lucrative as betting on sports.
Yeah. But again, we will find out more information.
Yeah.
You know, we're going off of reports and sources, but what we do know is that they've been arrested.
Yeah.
And we'll find more out at 10 a.m.
Let's get to the phones. Armin in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. My take is, it might not just necessarily be an addiction, but it's just a lot of people making bad decisions. I do remember Gilbert Arenas. He got arrested and then got released and so forth. Early in the summer, Michael Porter Jr. was on a podcast literally stating how easy it would be to help one of his guys come up a couple grand or so forth by him taking a seat on by faking an injury or so forth. Like I said, telling a coach, I'm not feeling it, or just bad performance. As far as I said, so I think it's just guys trying to help guys that's from their neighborhood or back where they came from, and just trying to give them a chance. But it's definitely it doesn't need to be happening at all, because it definitely degrades the integrity of the sport.
It does. All levels. And you can't help people if you get yourself arrested. You know, it's right. It's maybe not seeing or thinking clearly, because while you might try to get your buddy a grand, $2,000, hey, I'll help you. You get roped into this, you go from being the meal ticket to having no job and no legacy and no livelihood.
Or spending time behind bars.
Yeah. Losing your freedom.
Yeah.
Let's get to Paul in Madison Heights. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about the integrity of all sports, not just basketball here. This is really huge. It's making me think, if I'm watching a football game, for instance, and something happens that's a little fishy, I'm thinking to myself, well, is the fix in, or is this just bad officiating? And with that doubt being there, that's going to really, really hurt all of professional sports. They need to come down hard on whoever's involved in this and set a big example with real time and real consequences to hopefully deter this from happening ever again.
That's the key, deterrence. Because what you don't want to do is, even when things are above board, even when things are being run properly, you've invited doubt and questions. I mean, that's more harmful in a lot of ways than even like an isolated incident here or there. It's the cumulative effect of now people are doubting.
Well, this, I kind of laughed off the golf prop bet in the Chiefs game. Then this comes out and I'm kind of like, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know,
if you're a tinfoil hat guy, like, you got a lot of ammunition.
Maybe it's not a tinfoil hat anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it starts to make that guy look like a clairvoyant. Yep.
Or just aware.
Yeah. Brian in Rochester, good morning.
Hey, this is just really hard to all process because, you know, and Heather, you probably grew up, because I know you were from the area, and I worked at the TGI Fridays in Auburn Hills back in the day, mm-hmm. and those guys would come in after the Pistons game and eat every night. And I'm not so much Ben Wallace or, Rashid even, and Tayshaun Prince would never give you any spare minute to talk, but Chauncey always gave me 5 minutes of chit-chat, and he was so cool, so nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so heartbroken by this whole thing. But it just stems back to guys like, I think a lot of this, and maybe not so much pertaining to Chauncey, but just people in general in this day and age struggle. And it's hard to make ends meet. And I think, not that it's an excuse, but, you know, when you can't get an extended line of credit or you need an extra $70 to pay the electric bill or something, what do you turn to? You know, you're turning to a loan shark. And what's loan sharks connected to? Mafia. You could get, like John, you said, it could be a domino effect and just a snowball that gets bigger and bigger and harder to stop. But I just think, like, you know, people need to make wise decisions and don't spend money you don't have. And however it ties into Chauncey on a bigger level is something totally different, but it's my take.
Well, Brian, appreciate you taking some time to give us your thoughts this morning.
So on Twitch, somebody posted a Twitter comment from CNN.
Okay.
And it reads, in a separate alleged scheme, Billups, a basketball Hall of Famer who was a five-time All-Star and 2004 NBA champion, participated in an illegal poker game that took place in Manhattan, Miami, Las Vegas, and the Hamptons. Sources are officials. The poker game allegedly involved members of at least three of New York's mafia families, again, according to officials.
And again, nothing that is tied this to directly to
sports
basketball
betting
and sports gambling or the books. That's where people's heads go.
Yeah.
But this is centered around poker.
Right. And it's, again, we will find out more at 10 a.m. when they have the news conference to break the news about why both guys have been arrested.
A few more phone calls. Heather's news. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
You hear the ads all the time. It's law firms bragging about how they got some giant verdict, and then to them, it's a trophy. It's a number. That's great for them. But if you've just been injured in a car accident, what does that do for you? Here's the truth about David Feminino. He wins big, and we all know that, but he knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills. It keeps your family steady, and it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you. You can give David a call at 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We've been piecing this together, processing it, just kind of talking out loud. Chauncey Billups arrested. FBI involved, involving illegal poker games with potential ties to the mafia. Like, this is not your normal headline. And everybody's brain connects him to, well, he's an NBA coach. The NBA's had some issues with players, and sports have had issues with coaching. Yep. It doesn't appear that there's a connection right now to the games themselves with Chauncey Billups.
No.
Which is important that we say that, because I think we've out loud wondered.
Well, yeah, and whenever you look at Rozier, who was the other individual that was arrested.
And linked to him in certain headlines.
Right, and so you're thinking, well, it's presented in a way that they're connected.
It's an NBA problem involving NBA people. Involving, as of right now, and we'll get more information as the day goes on, press conference 10 o'clock with the FBI, it's a poker issue.
Yes. Illegal poker games. And I don't know what makes them legal or illegal, don't happen at a casino. They're all illegal? I don't know.
I don't know. And clearly when there's issues with sports gambling, people bring up the player props and how they could be manipulated, and all that's come up today. We'll get back to the phones. We got Heather's news, and then we're going to try to end with something a little less tense. Let's get to Will in Livonia. Will, what's up?
Hi, John. Hi, Jim. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. So I heard the caller about a half hour ago talking about how kids are growing up thinking that this gambling is normal for sports because that's all they've ever known. I actually have a different take on that. When sports gambling first became legal, my son was having a lot of trouble with his math at school. So he loved football. He loved college and NFL football. So we would make a dollar bet on the overs. And I would, during the game, I would say, okay, how much do they have between the two of them? How much more do they need to cover? And we didn't call them bets, we called them votes. But he got really good at his math just doing that exercise while watching something that he really liked.
I mean, yeah, you could turn anything into educational. So, I mean, it, you know, bravo to you for doing that. It's but it is.
And then I got a hot tip out of Portland. Bet the under and the Portland to lose parlay.
Okay. Thanks, Will.
I like how you put a positive spin on it. You know, like there's stuff out there that's not good for you.
Sure. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's not good for you. It's also, if we're talking about kids that are growing up watching sports right now, it's not going away.
No.
It's not going to change. So you have to have honest conversations with them. And you also have to have, I mean, the conversation comes down to, you are going to be in a position to make your own choices for your own life. And here are the consequences if you were to make a decision like a Rozier, or if you go and you enter a poker game with the mafia.
Yep.
Like, there are going to be consequences to your decisions. These are the conversations parents have with their kids all the time.
Yep.
But it comes down to personal choices. You have a choice to partake or not.
100% there with you. You have a choice if you want to wager, how much you want to wager, if you want to wager at all. And it doesn't just have to do with gambling. You make a choice on how you want to live your life.
Yeah.
You want to smoke? You want to drink? I mean, you make decisions with what you want to do with your life.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you are ultimately, I don't want to say a victim, you are the product of your decisions.
Yep.
Because they could be some good decisions,
and
too.
And make good decisions, because those work, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're product of those decisions, too. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Okay, guys. And some other news going on. Travis Kelce is apparently adding theme park investor to his resume. Have you heard? He's now part of a group trying to revive Six Flags. So Kelce says he grew up a huge fan of Cedar Point.
Sure.
Used to go there with his family, with his friends. So he's joined this investment effort to modernize Six Flags parks and bring back some of the, you know, old school thrill.
Why not Cedar Point?
Well, I think Cedar Point is actually now connected
under the umbrella.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Cedar Point as well, but specifically the article talks about Six Flags, but I do believe just recently, there was a merger with Six Flags and Cedar Point, at least the umbrella of Cedar Point. Yep. Anyway, so yeah, all of them. Wants to make sure, you know, amusement parks are still a thing people want to go to and bring back, you know, what was so fun about them when we were younger. So the plan involves upgrading rides, improving food and entertainment, and making the parks more year-round destinations. Here's kind of a wild story, also a bittersweet story. Alan Hamill is the husband of the late Suzanne Summers, and he says he has created an AI version of her 2 years after she has passed away. He told People magazine that he worked with a company to develop this artificial intelligence model that talks and sounds exactly like her. And so real, he says, you can't tell the difference. And he says he uses the AI version to help keep her memory alive. Says she can even respond in her own voice and mannerisms and
fascinating. And they were together for over 50 years.
Yes, married for nearly 50 years. Yeah, which is incredible.
Yes.
Nonetheless. So it's
but this is all on a computer, right?
Yeah.
There's not an actual...
It's not like he created a live a 3D or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what...
A real doll.
A robot.
Whatever.
Yeah, there's no robot that looks
It's all over the computer. So it...
Right. So he talks to it and it talks back to him.
A little, I mean...
Kind of creepy.
It's a little eerie, also sentimental, but...
Yeah.
Interesting, the things that we can do nowadays, isn't
it? Sure.
This is also kind of depressing. There's a new survey that found nearly 25% of U.S. workers didn't take any vacation days in 2025, despite having access to PTO. So people cited a whole lot of different reasons. Workload, guilt about leaving coworkers hanging, you know, the fear of falling behind. And experts are saying, though, it's a serious burnout warning sign. So even among those who did take time off, almost half said they worked during their vacation.
Sure.
So there's a lot of benefits to taking PTO. And experts are saying, hey, taking time off actually makes you a better worker in the long run. So it is important to use your vacation days if you have them. People who are getting enough rest, relaxation, are more focused, they're more creative in their work, they're more resilient when challenges arise compared to people who are just always working and never take time
burnout
off.
Burnout's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, for what we do too, it's sometimes hard not to do work when you're on vacation.
I know.
Because sports is still not just the job, but it's also a hobby.
Right.
And you have access to it right in your hand 24/7.
Right, but for what we do, like, the knowledge is cumulative.
Yes.
So if you take a 2-week break and then all of a sudden you come back and you're like, yeah, I don't know what happened those middle 2 weeks of July of the baseball season.
Yeah, I know.
So it's, yeah, I mean, it's, and I know there's a lot of, that's a reference to our job, but there's a lot of other people that have jobs like that too.
So Hollywood might have to rethink its go-to formula because there's a new report that says Gen Z aren't into romance or sex storylines anymore. So, like, they don't want to see sex and romance or love triangles in movies and shows. They're instead into stories about friendship, growth, adventure. John has an eye roll there. So writers say that it's a big shift from, you know, the days when every teen drama had a big love triangle. And all the streaming shows have...
Yeah.
Love scenes and nudity and things like that. So,
but these are movies for teens, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is Gen Z. So this is what, like, 10...
Gen Z is not necessarily teens.
No, I think it's like 10. I mean, well, it's little, but like we're talking 10 to like 25, 28 years old.
So late 20s.
There's a lot of different phases of life in there.
Oh, here it is. So they looked at age 10 to 24.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, adults were
sure,
in this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, making movies for a 10-year-old is much different than making movies for a 22-year-old.
Correct.
Yes, yes, without a doubt. Finally, it turns out a lot of people are disqualified from reality TV shows because of STDs. Yeah. So there's a reality TV casting director named Kristen Moss who says STD testing disqualifies a lot of people from making the cut. And I had heard about this. Like, a lot of people, before you're able to go on the show, like, oh, great, you got an awesome personality. You'd be a great contestant. And then they have to take an STD test and they fail. And then it's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're out. But you do watch some of these shows, like the Love Island and things, and you're like, God, this guy's a creep. And then
do they ask
you
the question before, like, hey, before we take this test, is there anything we need to know?
Probably. Yeah. Or I'm guessing that some of them might just back out in general, like, oh, shoot, you need this. I'm not even going to.
Yeah. Sorry, penicillin drip.
Oh.
Blame it on the syphilis.
Oh, jeez.
Tale as old as time. All right, Heather with the news. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys. You've probably heard by now me rave about my new hot tub. I got it from Beninati Pool and Spa, and I'm telling you, it has made a game changer for me and my family. It's relaxing in the evenings. It's cooling off now, so there's something about getting in a hot tub when it's cooler outside and you're sitting in the nice warm water. It's relaxing. It's helped me sleep better. It's helped some of my back pain. So if you've ever thought about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. Beninati Pool and Spa will make the entire process a breeze. They're going to be there to help you find the right tub for you and your family. They're going to deliver it, install it, and take care of maintenance as well. They're in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have this brand new showroom in Clinton Township as well. It's right off M59 and I-94. No matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who will give you a personalized experience, help you find the right hot tub. Plus, this is pretty cool. If you mention my name, they're going to take $500 off your purchase, just like that. Go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor, Greg. A little levity, because it's very useful. It's a bombshell story we had fall in our lap today. It's 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Should be getting updates later in the day, but Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI. Illegal gambling activity seems to be about poker, but headlines are, of course, including that he is an NBA coach and other NBA players are being thrown in this FBI probe. So everyone's left to wonder and speculate, which some of it's understandable and normal and healthy, but at the same time, we truly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But Chauncey's beloved. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a lot of people's hero. So it's landed poorly. And then it, of course, opens the door of all of the sports gambling stuff that people are very nervous about.
Yeah, and the FBI, an FBI spokesperson also confirming former NBA player Damon Jones, who last played for the Cleveland Cavaliers, also arrested.
Was he arrested for poker or was he arrested for sports gambling? You don't know.
No, I'm just, I read you the bullet point.
All right.
So I was looking, Damon Jones, former Piston, he played here the year, I think, before Chauncey was brought in. He was on the first team where Carlisle flipped it around, but they did not play together here.
Hot Texture says, y'all are wrong for Poker Face. Ha ha ha. Kirk and Milford. Just needed a laugh, man. This is a lousy story. Nobody likes hearing this stuff. Nobody wants to question the games. Nobody wants to take away props that in theory could just be a fun thing to do. No one wants to, even if it's not related to basketball, nobody wants their hero to be tied up and investigated by the FBI.
Right.
And arrested by the FBI. So
I just tried going to Chauncey Billups' basketball reference page. And it says 502 Baghdad Gateway. It won't let me go to his basketball reference. Have they already taken it down?
I don't know.
I don't know. Or it could just be so many people are doing exactly what you just
probably.
Did.
Yeah,
probably.
Chauncey.
No, the reason I was going there, because Damon Jones played in Boston in the late 90s, and I was trying to see is that when Billups was there.
Cross over there. Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to talk about like the games before we get out of here?
Yeah, the Pistons games and the Red Wings game.
The Wings both played last night.
Yeah, let's talk about a couple losses.
It's not that much better because they both lost, but at least we can talk some ball before we head out.
Well, I'm not going to. It was disappointing to watch the Pistons last night, to watch them get down 23, not play the defense that they played last year until the fourth quarter. They made a valiant effort to come back, came up short. Not going to sit here and say, don't watch the rest of the season. It's over. It's one game.
Well, and specifically, all of our teams have had awful game ones this year.
Yeah.
The Lions, the Packer game.
And we saw what the Wings did.
The Tigers with the Dodgers, the Wings 5-1.
Yeah. But, you know, okay, so they lose that way, but then they rattle off five wins. So, I mean, it could be the schedule is tough for the Pistons to rattle off five wins, but I don't think that team that we saw last night is going to be the team that we know as the Pistons of 25 and 26.
Well, I certainly didn't recognize them. Well, I did, but in a bad way. They looked like a team from, you know, maybe the first half of last year, second half of the year before. They looked like the young Pistons who hadn't found their identity yet because they didn't come out playing defense, which was what they did so well at the end of last year. They didn't have reliable shooting around Cade Cunningham. Duncan Robinson 0-for in his debut.
Yeah.
And Cade himself had chances late after they rallied and tied the game, and he missed three of his last four shots. Do I think that's who they are? No, I don't. I do believe they grew up last season. I don't think one night is indicative, but it was super disappointing. It was a game you probably wanted to turn off, which did remind you of the Pistons of a year prior.
And then, you're thinking, oh, well, maybe I'll turn over to the Wings. This isn't going well for the Pistons. Let's turn over to the Wings. Hey, they've won five in a row.
The Wings have won five in a row.
They're playing Buffalo.
Buffalo. They got a goalie making his NHL debut.
It's tied 2-2. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Didn't end well.
It did not. And I think McClellan correctly pointed out after the game, they just gave them too many penalties. Like the PK has been a pleasant surprise early in the year, but their fourth power play of the game, like eventually Buffalo's going to make you pay, and they did, kind of broke the game open, and the Red Wings' five-game win streak was snapped. They'll play tonight against the Islanders. We'll have tickets to give away for their next home game tomorrow on the show.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play Saturday at Little Caesars Arena against the Blues.
Yeah, and you know, they'll get a chance to respond tonight. And that's I'm curious to see, as we learn more about Todd McClellan, now that we've seen what he did at the end of the year, and okay, you take over midseason, you're not really sure how much influence or little influence he has. Now he's had an entire offseason, has had his training camp. We saw his response after game one, and we saw him rattle off five wins. How is he going to handle this loss? Because it's not always going to be fire and brimstone. They're going to lose more games.
Oh, yeah.
And so how do they respond? As we learn more about them.
Yeah. Which loss was more disappointing?
For me, it was the Pistons. And part of it was just because it's our first look at them. Didn't love the look, but it was so disappointing.
Yeah. Look, when you put the head on the pillow at the end of the night, it is one night.
Yeah.
But I was more disappointed in the Pistons, too, just because it felt like we were past this stuff, right?
Right. And we always build things up in our minds more than they really should be. But
they're
going to
hit the ground running, and they're going to build up 44 wins, and they're never going to look back, and there will be more bumps in the road along the way.
Yeah.
Gators in the studio.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.